The patter of pickleballs and the squeak of sneakers fill the Floyd Dryden campus gymnasium in the Mendenhall Valley on Wednesday afternoon. It looks sort of like tennis, but with a lower net and a plastic ball that wind sails through. Fred Hiltner waits for his turn to hop into a game. The city and borough of Juneau's Parks and Recreation Department began hosting $5 pickup pickleball games this fall. Residents can drop in to play, to have fun, make new friends, and stay active. Hiltner says he's been playing pickleball outdoors for a year and a half in Juneau and was excited when the city began offering it indoors and out of the elements.
First, I thought it seemed like kind of a silly game, and a friend tried to get me to play, and I thought, I don't think so. And then I gave it a try, and I just love it. It's really a fun game that anybody can play.
Hiltner is retired. He says he was drawn to the social aspect of the sport and how easy it is to learn at any age.
So a lot of people who might not be getting out, old people like me, have a great opportunity to get out and play together.
Pickleball has become one of the fastest growing sports in the country. It's particularly popular with older people over age 65, who make up a large portion of Juneau's population.
Juneau is an aging community, and pickleball has been growing. It has just been exploding over the past 10 years.
That's Lauren Varelli, the deputy director of the city's Parks and Recreation Department. She says the city began hosting the sport after people asked for pickup games. About 15 to 20 people attend each session. A 2023 report by the Juneau Economic Development Council found that, for the first time, the over 60 population in Juneau outnumbered the under 20 population. And Juneau's older population is only expected to grow in the coming decades, according to population estimates released by the state's Department of Labor and Workforce Development earlier this year. Varelli says the goal is to create more chances for people of all ages to stay active throughout the winter.
I think that's what we're here for, like all of our parks and recreation facilities, for people to get in and have a place to recreate in the winter in the dark, cold months. So
Dan Kromarek is 88 years old, and he's taking advantage of the opportunity. On Wednesday, he was teamed up with the high school senior who just won the boys' single state tennis title this year. Back in the day, Kromarek used to do judo and martial arts, but started playing pickleball during the pandemic to keep himself active after a surgery. He's been hooked since.
It's just an easy exercise benefit, you know, that keeps you interested. You got to have something to keep you interested rather than do a solo thing where it's pretty hard to get out and do stuff on your own.
His young teammate is Juneau Douglas High School Yanaakathlei senior Elliot Welch. Welch runs the pickleball program and works for Parks and Rec. He says he prefers tennis, but
to get paid and to play, that's fun.
Varelli with Parks and Rec says the department had plans to expand the program to evenings, but now that's on hold as the city faces potential budget cuts following this year's local election. She says the city still plans to renovate the outdoor tennis courts at Floyd Dryden next summer to include two dedicated pickleball courts. A long-term goal is to create even more pickleball at the Jackie Renninger Park in the coming years. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.